Look who's here. That's a Super Bowl winning head coach. That's John Harbaugh. And the fans are eating it up. Congratulations, Coach John Harbaugh. You're a Super Bowl winning head coach. Your thoughts on just hearing those words?
My thoughts are just to have unbelievable pride in our players and our coaches. I mean, our coaches, the way they kept their poise down the stretch. And when that team, the San Francisco 49ers, led by Jim Harbaugh, came roaring back like you knew they would, because that's the way it's been his whole life. I've seen it every day growing up, the competitor that he is. I knew that team would come back the way they did, and they did. That's what they're all about. So much respect for them, what they've accomplished. I think Jim's the best coach in the National Football League. What he's done in the last 2 years is just, it's unbelievable.
How tough was it to compete against your brother tonight in the biggest, grandest stage?
It was the toughest thing. It's the toughest thing I've ever done or been a part of, except the only thing is it wouldn't have been as good as if we both weren't here, you know? The only thing worse would have been one of us not being there. So I'm not sure how to describe all that. I really don't have the words for it, but it's just special.
What did you say to him?
I said, I love you, and he said, congratulations.
Just a simple sort of meeting of the...
Yeah, there's
the
nothing you can say to your brother. I mean, you know, anybody has a brother knows how that goes.
Now, what about the, as we're seeing the celebration you have with Mr. Bisciotti, who, you know, is definitely one of the more intense and football-loving owners in our league. What about that delay? What about the power outage, the 34-minute power outage that you were giving one of the league officials a piece of your mind? You looked like I act when I'm told that my delayed flight is leaving momentarily.
You know, and that, I would say this, that was much to do about nothing, and I feel bad about that. That was me way overreacting. And what I was reacting to was just miscellaneous stuff about headphones and headsets and calling plays in, maybe bringing the coordinators down. If both sets ahead, because our core play callers are up in the press box, and would I have time to get them down there? And it never even came to anything. It didn't mean anything. So I feel bad about that. I didn't do a very good job with
but
that.
But what about just dealing with the complete unexpected? When the lights go out, you're a coach, your team's up, the momentum's on your side.
I think the Niners handled it better than we did. I mean, the Niners came roaring back after that. We didn't handle it real well. We didn't play as disciplined and as sound football as we had played before that, you know, especially on defense. But we had the turnover. We gave them a couple passes they shouldn't have gotten. We let them get out of the pocket and contain. We really shouldn't have done that. And I just didn't think we played quite as soundly as we did before that.
Coach, is there one time during the game? I'm a little junior-level high school coach. But during the game, I may look across the field and make eye contact with the coach. Did you look across the field and make eye contact with your brother?
I did.
There you go.
You know, I caught him in the huddle one time and then said, you know, I don't think he's allowed in the huddle. I think we have to get him out of the huddle. And I saw him one time talking to his quarterback, but he had his hand covering it, so I couldn't read his lips. I thought I'd maybe be able to read his lips. Just proud of him, man. You look over there and I just think, hey, that's my brother, and he's coaching in the Super Bowl.
How proud are you of to send Ray Lewis out the way you sent him out?
So proud, it's unspeakable. I can't even say it. I mean, God is so gracious and so good, and that's what motivates Ray, as you know. And for this to happen the way it happened, for it to be a goal line stand to win the Lombardi Trophy on Ray's last series,
man.
I mean, who would plan it? Who could write a script like that than anybody would believe?
Coach, you talked about it. I know you believe, and we've, on this desk, questioned and wondered all year long, is Joe Flacco elite? Your thoughts on Joe Flacco's performance tonight, and tell the world, is he elite or not?
I think Joe Flacco's elite. Can we all agree on that right now?
We agree. Okay. We can agree.
Yeah.
We can agree on that.
I'm proud of him, man. I'm just proud of what he did. So happy for him. But he's played really well down the stretch here.
Yeah, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. The 11 touchdowns are tied for the most in a postseason, in a single postseason. He has seemingly... And he also came here. He's like, you know, yeah, I am the leader of this team. He's wearing this stuff on his sleeve now, all of a sudden.
Right. Well, he carries himself great. We've all seen that confidence, but it's good for the whole world to see it now.
John, I know Jim. I know the competitor in him. How long is it going to take him to digest this? You know I remember how competitive he's going to fight for everything.
Right.
He wanted this bad.
Yeah, I don't think, and you know, Marshall, have you ever gotten over a loss? I mean,
no.
The competitor that you are, you never get over a loss. He's never going to get over it, just like we're never going to get over the Patriots' loss last year. I don't care what you do after that. It never goes away. That's why, you know, there's no consolation. There's no consoling anybody. He'll just come back and fight. and that team will come back and fight.
How about your ability to walk into that locker room when you took over this team? And they had guys in that locker room. And now to take Ray and Ed to this point as their leader, what does that feel like?
I don't know. I think Ray and Ed took me to this point. You know, I mean, you know what it really is? It's you do it together. You do something like that together. But, you know, for it to end up like this, for us to cross all those paths, especially the one last week in New England, and to come out here in New Orleans and to win this thing, it's just indescribable. I'm happy for those guys, but I'm proud of those guys. You know, I believe in those guys. As a team, we love one another. We really do. That's a hard word to use.
It shows.
It shows.
You guys play like you have love for one another. Congratulations.
And you know what's showing? The love for the Baltimore Ravens in the city of Baltimore right now. Check out this shot.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Look at the city of Baltimore right now.
What would you say to them right now if you could address them, Coach?
I would say, how about your Ravens?
That's
how
right.
About your Ravens? You know, they're proud. That's us. That's us. That's who we are. I mean, to me, it's a great big team. It's Baltimore's a beautiful town with beautiful people who love football, and they love their Ravens.
Coach, I got a chance to speak with the owner the other night, and we were just talking, and I told him, I said, hey, congratulations on being here. He reminds me a lot of our owner. He'll give you anything you need right to win. Can you talk to that for a moment?
Steve Bisciotti, I've never been around a man like Steve Bisciotti. And it's not just, you know, the resources. I mean, of course, you know, he's committed in every way. It's the leadership. It's the advice, the vision. Yeah. You know, you know this as well as anybody. It's the friendship. It's the love. He has set the vision for the program, and it's an extension of what Art Modell did. You know, Art Modell needs to be in the Hall of Fame real soon. It's an extension of just good people that care about people, you know, and build an organization around that.
Well, Pro Football Hall of Fame head coach Joe Gibbs had 6 playoff wins in his first 5 seasons, and then there's above him Jimmy Johnson and Mike Holmgren.
We don't do
7
comparisons, Rich.
Tom Flores at 8. John Harbaugh.
Look at all that confetti.
I love it. John Harbaugh at 9.
Good, Coach.
9. You have 9, the most ever for head coach.
We have nine. Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens football team and Steve Bisciotti. We have 9.
I love that. That sounds just like Bo Schembechler. I'm just going to say that right now. I don't care. I'm wearing it on my sleeve.
It's the truth, man. It's the truth. It's real.
Your brother-in-law beat my basketball team over the weekend, but that's okay.
They're number one right now, too, right?
Yes, they
were. Tough stretch coming up.
They were, but...
Well, Michigan, well, I mean, they beat Indiana.
Oh, I see. Oh, God.
That's my week.
Oh, my gosh. I stepped right into that one.
Good job.
Coach, have you talked to your mom and dad yet? Did they come to congratulate you, or did they go straight to Jim to console him?
You know what? Jim was with his team, so we got a chance to talk, and then they're headed right over there right now.
Yeah, well, enjoy it that's with your family. I know that's what this is all about for you, and it all boils down to it. Your family being your team, too, and Mr. Bisciotti, who believed in you, and you've brought him to the winner's podium in just 5 years, so congratulations on
that. It's amazing.
John,
now I know how all you guys feel. It's a great feeling.
Yes, it is.
Sweet, isn't it?
It is. Yes, it is.
Thanks, guys.
Good to see you. Thanks, that's John Harbaugh. The team. That's what it's all about for this man. Just as Bo Schembechler, his dad was on Bo's staff for all those years in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's been instilled in this coach. He's walking off our set right now, shaking hands with our Hall of Famers and Super Bowl champions on this set.